Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the bumps and thumps in the political media. Today's topic, The Sidewalks of New York, A Tale of Media Bias, Part 1. Some people have wondered that in a year of looking at the media and spin cycle, why I haven't directly addressed the topic of media bias that so many other commentators spend so much time on. Now I will. As a boy in suburban New York, I deliver newspapers, specifically Newsday. I guess you could call it my first job in the news media. Part of the job was to get new people moving into the homes in my route to subscribe, and one day I was angrily dismissed by someone who said that they would never subscribe to that newspaper because they positively could not stand the editorial bias. I had never heard of the term, and the only thing that I knew about it was that it had just cost me a sale. But even more so, I was disturbed by the fact that the way they said it implied that my newspapers were somehow, well, evil, and that if I were a decent person, I would equally be refusing to pollute the good homes of Hicksville, yes, that was the name of the town, with them. So I sought out a higher authority and asked my mom. She said that all it really was that the person disagreed with the paper and wanted to blame the paper for contradicting them. And she had it right, and still does. 90% of the time, when you hear somebody complaining about media bias, particularly the most noisy of them, all that it is that they are blaming the media for disagreeing with them. But as I said, 90%. What about the other 10%? Well, they actually have something, but it is not what you most likely think it is. I'll talk more about that on Monday. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.